It's ye odium of that review, isn't it?
You hear the music.
Yeah, still makes me laugh.
You know that it's Emmerdale time.
Okay, well, it's real action-packed week, as always. Now, normally when I talk about things, I've only ever zoned in on one or two stories, but there's stuff going on all over the place, right? So I'm going to start slowly introducing more of the characters in it. Although these two are leaving, this is the sort of thing you're going to have to deal with, right? Ross, who was the recipient of the acid attack, you know, I've talked about the acid attack.
Yeah, we remember from last
week.
Who's
the one who got it? He's actually got a son to Charity Dingle, who's in a relationship with Vanessa the vet. And Bex, whose nephew Lachlan killed his mum and granddad when he steered the car into a lorry. She was in a coma for like 2 months, had an injury, has to write everything down because she forgets. He kidnapped her because she realised he tried to kill the parents and all that. And he's got a baby. She's got a baby, and the father is Robert, who's recently married Aaron Dingle, and they've actually left the village to move to Liverpool. Lots of cheery goodbyes, but I've actually got a true story here to show that they're not real. Do you know Dom? He does. He's on Mikey on a Friday. He does like the report from Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
I caught up with him over Christmas. And he's right into Coronation Street. And we almost had a bit of a... I thought that we were going to end up in fisticuffs.
Knife fight.
Because I was going on about Emmerdale and he's going about... Anyway, in a social setting, he met the actor who plays Ross, who's actually left England and gone to America to try to make it in Hollywood. So that's a...
Good guy, a bad guy?
He said no, he's a really nice geezer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So I thought that was quite a nice little thing there. I don't know. Colin the Con Man.
Yes, I've been waiting for this all week.
Bit of an update with him. Well, it all come out that he'd been in prison and all that, and then he said to Layla, look, you know, I did a couple of bad things. I wasn't as bad as what Frank says I was. I just did something, and he showed her all his charges, his charge sheet, and it was just like check fraud or something like that.
Oh.
But he said, when I was in prison,
we've all done check fraud.
I was trying to, even Stephen Fry.
He's done check fraud?
He went to prison, Stephen Fry.
For check fraud?
Yeah. Gangster, mate.
I don't know
if it's gangster.
Well, you know. He did a bit of stuff.
You can't get away with check fraud these days. It's very difficult. No one takes them, do they?
No.
Right. You try and watch me, bro.
But anyway, he said, look, you know, here's my charge sheet. I was bigging myself up when I was in prison because, you know, I was just a little thing. And anyway, she's believed it, but nothing's that simple, I don't think. There's something about it. He's got a little twinkle in his eye. I know he's acting, very good actor.
Mm-hmm. He's not a real chick fraudster.
Yeah, I don't know. But it couldn't be that simple because it is a soap opera.
Sure.
And there's so much stuff going on, but that's...
The fix is in. He's a con man. We all know it.
There's some really good storylines, new ones, that I'm going to introduce next week.
Tell you what, my head is spinning with that.
When you think about all that was going on, Lachlan, he was a mass murderer. He ended up killing about 4 people.
Jeez.
He's now in prison.
Wow.
So Emmerdale's just a revolving cast of
it's bonkers.
How big is the cast of Emmerdale? Is it quite large?
Well, there's a lot of famous people in front of that. Have you ever watched Victoria, that... The thing on TV1 about Queen Victoria.
The Queen thing.
Well, the actress that plays her used to be in Emmerdale. Robert De Niro, not many people know that, but Robert De Niro used to be in Emmerdale.
Back in his method days.
Yep.
Not a real con man.
That's where you got to start.
It was that and then, what was it, Taxi Driver.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's it. So
thanks, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. That is a hell of a lot of information to wade through.
When I was writing it down, I was actually thinking, this just sounds so shit.
I've got a question. How many Dingles are there?
Oh, the Dingles, there's a big... I love the Dingles. I was thinking of changing my name to Robert Dingle.
I think you should do it.
That'd be brilliant.
As your attorney, I advise
Well, there's
you.
Loads of them. There's actually some coming and going because they're an Irish. They got relatives in Ireland.
Okay.
So you've got like the Irish Dingles. And
so there's what, 20 Dingles?
Oh, yeah, more than that. Whoa. I'll tell you what. I checked it once. I'll tell you next week.
Okay. Here awesome. We go. Stay tuned next week.
And that's why you've got to listen to the Emmerdale reviews so you can keep up to date with how many Dingles there are.
Yeah.
How dingly.
You lose track of those Dingles, don't you?
Oh, mate, they'll find you. Don't you worry about
that.
We're
going to go out with a little bit extra of this just awesome bed.
It's good, isn't it?
Emmerdale.